Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Wednesday morning, January the 26th, 2022, 12 and a half minutes past the hour, 1 degree, still here in Marion. Now, as our last caller said before the break, if it is zero or below, there is no temperature, which could be true. I am not a meteorologist, so I would not know these things. How are things in your neck of the woods? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Oh, and I did want to mention, it's running on the news report today, but Bob Nunley revealing yesterday that he had a cancer diagnosis and will be off the air for some time getting treatment for that in isolation. And, of course, Bob being a Marion native, that's of high interest to us here in Marion. So we hope Bob feels better, gets better, and it sounded very good from what we heard on the news yesterday and what was given to the news agencies. So we hope Bob feels better and gets better as soon as possible. Hasn't been on the air a whole bunch as of late. Did he come back late last year? I really don't get a chance to watch the local morning shows, and I know he had been missing for quite some time. Give me a call, 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I see, according to my phone and my, you know, how they give you the temperature and all that sort of stuff, obviously, when you live on a side street, it's colder than when you live on a main drag over there.
That could
I've got
be.
Zero.
You have zero as well.
Well, I thought you had one.
I have one, but over on Summit Street, they told me zero.
Well, see, it's a side street.
It must be.
You see, you're warm over there because you've got all that hot traffic going by, and, yeah.
There's a lot of hot air here, too.
Did I say that?
Well, you know, I've been around long enough to know there's a lot of hot air coming out of this address.
Okay. And also, according to my phone, it says zero, and then it's got this little tiny circle beside of it, which I think stands for degrees.
I do think it does. So, yeah, I'm not sure how that is. Now, is it 0 degree or is it 0 degrees?
I don't know about that.
I don't know that either.
Basically, I think what you say is, well, zero out. Well,
yeah.
It's minus zero, but it's 1 degrees.
Well, and when you go into negatives, which apparently we almost did this morning, I mean, isn't that a temperature?
Yeah.
-7?
Minus 4 degrees. Yeah, I think people usually say that. My friend who lives out in the country said he clocked in at -6 this morning, so.
Well, and obviously people on the Celsius scale, they go negative a lot more than we ever do.
Right. But I wanted to tell you, too, about a little story from yesterday, and I'm still a little, I had been out, and I finally got all my walks and everything cleaned off. And I shut the door, and then pretty soon I see my kitty sitting in the window looking out, and I looked out on my patio. Of course, there was a big area of snow as well, and I looked down, and here was this tiny little mouse out there walking around.
Oh.
And he'd walk up onto the snow just as lively as could be, and I'm thinking, no, wait a minute. Should he be out there? And you know what my thought was? He can't find anything in the house, and so he's went outside to check and see if there's anything outside.
Well, you know, that's interesting because I don't know if cold... I mean, I would think common wisdom would be that cold weather drives animals in. But maybe it does drive them out. I don't know.
Well, I think he's been in here because my cat acts funny a lot, and I see mouse things laying around, but his food does not lay on down on the floor. We have to keep his food high up on high up. And my friend's dog, when he comes in, he brings a dog, and his food lays on the floor. Well, long story short, he hadn't been in for this week, and there's no food on the floor, so I'm thinking, okay, Mr. Mousy can't get anything in here in the house, so he's finding a way to get outside to see if life's better on the outside.
Well, that could be. And, you know, sometimes life is better on the outside, but, you know, I still do my walks, even in this... frigid mess that we've been in.
Oh,
and I actually have to walk on the street, which really annoys me because, trust me, it's not going to be any illness that gets me. It's going to be these plow trucks that are going to run me down in the middle of the street. That's what's going to... gee whiz.
Right.
That's what's going to...
But I just thought that was so... I mean, I'm standing there looking and thinking, what are you doing out there walking up on top of the snowdrifts? And that's the only thing I can think of is he actually went out the hole he came in and just nosing around, but I have no idea if he came back in. But I do know when I got up this morning, I have a little basket of recyclable aluminum cans in the kitchen, and they were strewn all over the place. So I thought between him and the cat, they must have had some kind of a party last night.
Oh, well, that could be.
Yeah,
now, do you think animals converse? I've often wondered about this.
Well, I don't know about them conversing, but when my friend brings his dog in, they love to play, and they'll run and just tear around, and they have a high respect for each other because his Yorkie knows that my cat can lay on top of him and
Well, that's the thing. I always notice that some animals innately get along, and some animals don't get along at all. And I always wonder what causes that. Is it all just look?
Well, I think, I see a lot of things on Facebook where some of the strangest animals get along, and I think maybe some of it has to do with being raised with those other animals, or just, I don't know. You know how people get along and some of them don't?
Well, that's for sure.
Yeah.
There definitely is that. I definitely have noticed that in society. And so much more now than before. I really do believe people used to make the effort to try to get along with people. I'm not so sure that people really do try to make the effort now. I think they almost find a way to... not get along. And you know, it's interesting that you bring this up, and I'm not going to bring up any names here, but I had a guest on recently, and somebody was listening to that guest on the air, and I got a message within 12 hours of that guest appearing on air from somebody telling me they had listened and that this guest had misstated things, and they were even offering to bring me documentation to show me that this guest had misstated things. Now, I'm not saying that these two people don't get along, but I don't know what it is.
I see the road you're going down.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I really don't know if... people make the effort. I don't know. I hope they do. I hope they try to get along. But I don't know if they do or not.
What is it, Scott? There's a saying, and it doesn't come to me right now, but about in love and war.
Right.
What is that saying?
I know what you're saying. There's not something in love and war.
Is that what it is?
I thought so.
Okay, well, but I know who you...
you might know who that guest was.
I might.
You might.
I just might know.
But
I just like to see feathers fly.
Well, it's interesting that they fly so often now. They didn't used to be in such an uproar, but...
What would you talk about if they didn't fly, Scotty?
Well, that's true. But, you know, there's always something interesting, I think, to some degree, to talk about. But, you know, some of these things, you just, day after day after day, you think, well, You know, maybe it'll get better. I don't know that it ever does, though.
No, I don't think it ever does. But it is a different time we live in, and just the fact that we all communicate with each other. How else could I stay at home here for since last Wednesday without losing my mind?
Well, you know, and that's it. And I think a lot about that here during temperatures and pandemics and everything that is keeping people at home. I think, you know, the world we live in now, which is much beyond television, radio and internet and tablets and all those things have really made this a much more accessible world. But then on the other side, I think, like when Mike called in this morning, I think, you know, I don't know what the long-term effects of people working from home are going to be. I don't know how that's all going to pan out in the end.
Right. Well, and did you hear about them saying that, now I just heard a little bit of this, but they indicated that places should not pay their employees as much if they stay home?
I heard that. A lot of companies who have sent employees home and don't plan to bring them back are starting to say, well, we're going to cut your wages if you're going to work.
The effect that would have on income taxes, or taxes, too. I think maybe that's what I heard. I can't remember exactly.
It could. Well, you know what I keep thinking is, we did have a spike in gasoline, and I always wonder, you know, the morning commute and the commute home were a big thing. And if you take the amount of people we've taken out of the workforce, that's a lot of gasoline a week that you're losing. And when less gas is being used, of course, the price is going to go up.
Well, that's true.
I wonder how much of this has to do with that, because we see that during holidays where people travel, the gasoline price goes down for those few days. But, you know, when you have all these people staying home, can you imagine if you work from home and really didn't have to leave the house at all, just maybe to go to the grocery store once a week?
That sounds like my life.
Well, I mean, but you could have a ton of money saved in gas. I mean, I know people who used to drive to different cities. All those people.
I have to go to the gas station and have them take some of it out.
Yeah. Isn't that
so
shocking?
I don't overflow.
I know. That whole thing to me is a completely different animal. And even talking with the mayor yesterday about the workforce, that everybody needs help. You know, McDonald's is offering $14 an hour for overnight help right now. And maybe it is the baby boomers. I don't know. I don't know if that's what's causing this. But I do know that people can certainly be choosy.
Right.
In their career opportunities at this point.
And then how about all this business with this new place going in, a microchip place? What do you think about that? I haven't heard you say anything about that.
Well, you know, that got a lot of attention. And, I mean, obviously, I think any business coming in to Ohio is good. But I was kind of confused on why that became such a big story. I mean, did you get the thrust, besides that it was a business coming in, on why it was a big story?
Well, in my mind, it is a big story. It's the biggest story, I think, almost since Honda.
I think as far as jobs go, probably. But did they say what this would do?
Well, it sure helps with our economy.
I would think. I'll tell you what. The main thing to me about that whole story was, I thought it was awful interesting that it's happening in an election year.
Uh-huh.
I thought it was awful interesting that the governor was right there when it was all going on.
I wonder wondered why you hadn't talked about it.
Yeah. Well, I just, I mean, I don't, it's interesting because obviously when a big plant comes to a state, usually you do have some politicians around. The politicians always tour the plants and do that.
So what you're, Scott, so what you're saying is that politicians should never, or elected officials should never strive to improve the state?
No, I think they should. I just think timing sometimes looks a little... Like you said, this could be the biggest story since Honda. Well, Honda's a long time ago. And in an election year where the current governor clearly is having a lot of trouble, for this to happen now, I don't know. I mean, what I wonder, did any of the stories report, did they get any tax abatements, this company? Why are they coming here? What was the incentive?
Could be the work, you know, I read the story, but it was a pretty long story in the paper, but couldn't it have a lot to do with the work people, the job? Didn't Honda come to Ohio because of all the farm boys that could work there?
Well, yeah, I thought there was an available workforce, but as we just
don't we have a pretty strong history in electronics and things like that? Places that provide education for people that work in that field.
Yeah, I think that's probably true. But what's curious to me is that all these factories have pretty much now had to outsource their hiring practices to hiring agencies and have to offer incentives to get people to come in and take the job. So I don't know that Ohio does have as big an available workforce as before. As the mayor said yesterday, the unemployment rate in Marion is, what, 4% right now, which is as low as it's been in an incredibly long time. So maybe there'll be high paying jobs and maybe it'll all turn out fine. It probably will, but it was a positive story. I just think there's more to be known about it down the road, because I always hear these stories when businesses are coming in, and then the businesses come in and we almost forget that they ever came in. I remember all the hubbub over on Kellogg Parkway when we had the factories come in, and then once they came in, it did create a lot of jobs, but I don't think they've ever been able to keep those jobs filled.
Well, I don't know about that, but I just thought it was good news to hear that the industry was coming in, and it's obviously a little bit, it's a higher paying type of job that they're going to be offering, so.
Well, that is true. That is true, and hopefully people who are interested in that and are qualified to do that would be able to take advantage. I'm not sure what the jobs were, though. I think that'll be the interesting part. When you're dealing with microchips and things like that, I think, I don't know exactly what the jobs are. I think it's a little different than car gas tanks and things like that.
Well, I'm also thinking that cleanliness, probably. I can envision people being real clean, working around these all these delicate parts and things.
Right. I don't know... I guess the story to me will be when they come and when it's built and we have a few more of the particulars.
I'm going to have to let you, Scott. I got a cough.
No, hey, well, thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944, 31 minutes past the hour here on this frigid morning. If the line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. So keep on trying back in. 740-383-9944. You know, I don't know about the temperature thing. I don't know if negative degrees means no temperature. I don't know. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, as far as communication on the animals, I love talking about that. That's one of my things, being in the outdoors and in the wild and hear the animals talk. The animals and the fowl they all have relationship and talking back together. You want to give a, want me to give you a few examples?
Sure.
Well, for instance, with the crows. Now, when they want to attack another thing like a hawk, they get in fights, you know, and then they start hollering. You can hear them, me being out here in the rural area and doing this all my life. I just love to hear them talk. And they'll start hollering, and all at once, here comes one, two, three, four, five, and they get an army, buddy, and they kind of... So that's the alarm thing, the let's go to war. And one for a white-tailed deer, they got a thing that they blow through their nostrils. They have a tremendous smell, and sometimes they start... Well, that is they cleaning their nostrils out so they can walk around and get a better wind of what's bothering them, and that would be a human being or another, some prey that's on them. And so, and then when they take off, alert signal, they throw their white tail up, and that's a thing to the other ones, let's get out of here, and they're just going, they're going on. Squirrels, they start barking at you when you're hunting squirrels, they'll start shouting. There's something in the woods that they don't like, and so they'll alarm other squirrels and stuff that something's going on. And you can just go on, and in the mating, courting time and season for animals and for the fowl, they talk to each other and fluff themselves up with in their vision-wise, and all that is communications with the wild animals. I mean, every one of them, crickets and a whole ball of wax, they all got communication. It's just a fabulous thing to witness and learn, and you don't even have to see them. You can hear them talk and know there's an alarm system in the woods. So I just thought I'd pass that on. It was pretty good to me that that everything that's kind of pertaining to the outside in the woods and in the, I just love it. Hey, I'll tell you something about that chip factory down there, what I get, the idea of it.
Sure.
Just like you said, they need a place, and sometimes in those more or less rural areas, they can pick up the ground and stuff at a pretty good cost, and this just don't happen overnight. This is in the planning, and like I say, sure, the governor and the lady just talking, sure, they get credit for that because that's part of it. The governor of Ohio is supposed to be for the people of Ohio. We've heard that time and time again. A lot of people don't think they are, but that's what their job is. And if they continue doing that, they're going to get elected. So there's a big controversy about elections and stuff. It's anybody that holds an office. I don't care about the title of the office. That isn't really important to me. But I know to get a title, you have to... a lot of those are the education you go through and a lot of stuff that you study for that gives you that so-called title, doctor, lawyer, officers. A lot that goes with the... I'll agree with you, Scott. That was the same kind I thought, and that's the way it's... Everybody at that time... Remember when we had the reflectors on the line on the highways at night with your headlights? I think Governor Rhodes was the one that got that, and Governor Rhodes done quite a few things. I think put the white lines on the side and everything, and that was all done during his administration and stuff. But they figure that out, and they emphasize on it, and it's just a part of the game. You got to know how to play the game, and if you know how to play the game, you'll continue and do what you kind of promised the public and stuff you're trying to convince to vote for you. Well, that's part of the initiation thing to get it done, but I'll get off my... But the wild animals, yeah, boy, I'll tell you, that's a really fun. And they do talk, and they do all that stuff. They communicate just like you and I would.
Absolutely. Hey, thanks for calling. Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Let's take the phone call here. Remember, if the line's busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. Go ahead, caller. Hello?
Hello, I've been trying to get through for 2 days.
Oh, go ahead.
I'm talking about that Intel chip thing.
Oh, okay.
It taken up from China. I think they were 80 or 85%, because you can't get anything. If China does, if we get into it with China, you won't, I don't think a light will work. Nothing will work. But what it is, the CEO, Gelsinger, said that about 40 sites across, I don't know how many states, it was the governor and the lieutenant that fought for this. That's why they got it. If this was Trump doing it, he would get no credit. If this was Biden, they would praise him galore. I get tired of this politics stuff. They're going to give hundreds of millions to colleges in Ohio. I think up here at Marion Tech, all this stuff. It's great. It said Honda compares nothing to this. Yet they won't give DeWine any praise. If he solved the virus crisis, they wouldn't give him any praise. I can't understand this. I don't even know if DeWine is a Democrat or Republican. I could care less. That doesn't bother me, but it's people when they don't give people what's due them. And he says right here, if it wasn't for your governor or lieutenant governor, you would never have got this.
Well, I think he's getting some praise then. I mean, I know he was there with all the...
No, but if this was like Biden, they would fall all over him, the news everywhere. But for Trump, no. This is what I can't get. I can't understand it when people, it says the universities are going to get millions, hundreds of millions.
Well, I don't know that.
There will be jobs, and plus, there's going to be two, and I think, only if there's such a football field, there's going to be maybe 8 buildings in the school draw in other companies. And why can't they give him what he deserves? He's not going to get it. I can't understand this stuff. I really don't, but.
Well, I didn't hear last week, really any praise for Biden. I mean, I really don't think that this...
Biden, let me put it this way. If you've got a business, a family business, or you got Whirlpool, and it's $10 million, your family business, do you want Trump running it, or do you want Biden? It's your family business. Do you want to win it or lose it, if you've got a chance of losing it?
Well,
it's simple.
Well, I think, honestly, and I think this is just the world that we live in right now, I think it would depend on who you were asking that question to. I think.
Yeah, they just now got, I saw on my phone stick, Hunter Biden. He went 24 trips on Air Force Two. He's nothing with government. Joe Biden went with him some. They want him to pay all these trips back. Now, if Trump's son, one of them went on Air Force Two and Trump wasn't on it, president, they'd have a field day. And they can't get anywhere with Biden's son for doing all this. They've got so much illegal stuff he did, but they can't get anywhere. Probably not until Republicans take over. And it's not right. They've got him on 24 flights over to China and other countries doing his personal business. But, Scott, what I wanted to call you about, I wanted Sue's number. I can't find it.
Oh, okay. Let me grab it here. I do have it here. What did
I
do?
I tried to get it yesterday, but I couldn't get through. I just kept dialing, and I couldn't get through.
Yeah, let me see.
But he does. He needs praise. This is stupid. And somebody like Biden was going to solve all the virus. Well, he hasn't done nothing. And they told me these people that get that two-hour thing when you go to the hospital, they have to turn people away. If it was Trump, he would demand it like he demanded the shot. And people can't even get that thing where it helps them, that two-hour thing. Hospitals don't have it. There's a shortage. And it's stupid for months. Okay, I need a fever tupper.
Well, you know, on this point, though, I do want to make this point on what you said. I do think DeWine has gotten a lot of praise about this. And in every newspaper and every story I've seen written about this microchip factory, DeWine's in the picture. And he's in the story, and he's quoted. I don't see any other politicians being quoted or in the story or anything of that nature, and I did not see anything about Biden or Trump in any of the microchip stories here in Ohio.
No, but I'm putting it to people. If Trump's doing it, it's a downer. And if Biden or somebody's doing it, and I wouldn't put him. You could pull one of your listeners and let them run the country better than Biden's doing. A high school graduate.
Well, and I think
I mean, I wouldn't trust him with anything. That's just my opinion.
Well, and I think that's where we are in this country, is it's just opinion at this point. If you want to watch a channel or listen to a news source that's negative to Biden, you can find those. And if you want to find one that's negative to Trump, you can find those. And if you want to, in Marion County, we voted overwhelmingly for Trump, and I don't think I've ever seen a Biden hat or anything of that nature. In Marion, if I have, it's been few and far between.
You don't wear a Trump hat. That Walters, that congresswoman out in California, said spit on them, ran them out. Now, what did they do to blacks 50, 100 years ago? Wouldn't let them in places. If you're wearing a Biden hat, I mean a Trump hat or T-shirt, I watched my parents get out in California. Don't serve them, run them out. They do the same thing that they're complaining about. And then the people of color, I watched my fire stick. In New York, they're beating the little Chinese people, Asian people up like crazy, and it's all people of color. They push them into the tracks.
I know she said something, a year or two ago, but I can't remember exactly what her quote was about that. It had to do with something that had been done. There was a decision made in the government, and that was her response. And I remember her taking a lot of heat over that, making that comment. I think you were talking about Maxine Waters making that comment.
Oh, yes. It wasn't just her. It was, you don't, see, I get all these little things. No, it wasn't just her. But in New York, they were, those poor little Asian people, 5 foot men and women, beating them up every day and stuff. It was ridiculous. But I'll take Sue's number.
All right. The number is 740-244-7403, and give us an update. Let us know, because I haven't heard anything from her. What's going on? Did she find a place for the cat? Did she get her cat's fix? Did she get a ride? Did she get the radio working? Give us an update on this.
Okay, I'll give her a call here sometime and see. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, again, phone lines are open. We know we've had busy phone lines the last few days. So, if you'd like to call in, feel free, 740-383-9944. The phone lines are open. If it's ringing busy, just stay on the line, and we will eventually get to you. We definitely want to hear what you have to say. 44 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Well, one thing's for sure.
What's that?
Just when I was afraid that all the entertainment was going to get tossed along the wayside with Trump leaving office, then you got Biden calling people stupid sons of female dogs.
I don't think the entertainment in the political world is ever going to go by the wayside.
No. This guy looks like he needs a warm bowl of soup and a nap half the time, but he sure was fired up the other day.
Well, that's true. Now, how are things out there this morning with 1 degree?
Well, it might be 1 degree outside, but in this here bus, it's about 75.
75 degrees you keep it in that bus.
Oh, yeah.
Nice, warm, and toasty.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness.
Don't want the frostbite sitting in.
do people call the bus? Do they want to go out in 1 degree temperature?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's definitely, like, You can tell there are a lot more empty seats, but it's not like no one's calling.
You know, if I did not have anywhere to go in the morning on a day like today that I didn't have to go, you know, like work or something like that, I think I would stay in.
Well, but you know as well as anyone, Scott, the show must go on.
The show must go on, even this morning.
There you go.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Keep on keeping on.
Bye-bye. Phone lines are open here, 740-383-9944, 45 coming up on 46 minutes past the hour. If you have anything to say, give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. Always good to hear from the listening audience. There's always something on somebody's mind, and clearly politics has not gone far from people's mind at this particular point. Glenn Coble will be in this morning at 10:10 a.m. He'll be along with me through 12:15. Then A Progressive Life with he and Dr. Feynman, 12:15 to 1 p.m. Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redman, 4:10 to 5 p.m. The Show with No Name, 5:10 to 6 p.m. We got to fix that, live at 5. And the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon, 6:15 until 7. All right. Well, what else is on the agenda here this morning? Well, we have this game that I wanted to play, but we're down to about 13 minutes now in this hour, and I don't know if we'd be able to get it in. I might save this for tomorrow, because I don't really have anything on the agenda tomorrow, but we have about 13 minutes left here if there's anything you'd like to say in regard to the weather or anything else this morning. And by the way, I appreciate the nice words, the nice messages people have sent on Facebook, and the things people have called in this morning and said. That's very, very nice. Very nice to hear. But I'm here. And nothing at this point going awry. But, as I say, from time to time, I don't know. But hopefully we'll have some kind of programming here in the morning on the days I might not be able to be here. All right, 740-383-9944. And I guess we're all interested to see if Sue got her male cat taken care of. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, you ready for this heat up that... instead of this call?
Well, yeah, I don't think any of us care for 1 degree or 0 degrees or whatever it is this morning.
Yeah, I see this coming Wednesday and Thursday is supposed to be 44 degrees, but it's going to rain both days.
Oh, next Wednesday and Thursday?
Yeah, did you see that?
Well, I did. Maybe it'll wipe all this snow away. I don't think we're supposed to have any snow between now and then, are we?
I didn't see any.
Well, that's a plus.
But it's just every time we think we're going to get good weather, it's like the rain comes in, you know, or snow.
Well, I don't think rain is all that bad. If the temperature is nice, you know, sometimes the rain can help with a lot of stuff.
Yeah, but this is going to be a mess, all this melting and the snow melting, that's extra water.
Well, at least I'll be able to walk a lot easier at night if this snow gets out of the way.
Yeah. I can't wait. I wish we had my perfect ideal of a weather is 70 degrees all year round.
Well, a lot of people do like that, but, you know, I do like the seasons. I mean, I'm not a fan of days like today when it's, you know, 1 degree, but what can you do? When you live in a four-season community, I don't think there's much else you can do.
Yeah, I know.
Now, were you out in this morning?
Yeah, I had to go get my oil changed in my truck.
So you chose the morning where it's 1 degree to go get your oil changed?
Well, Matthews has it inside.
Well, that's a good thing. Did you have a pre-approved appointment?
Yeah.
Did you get a good price on it?
Oh, yeah. I only paid $35.
Well, $35, that's not bad. So everything's working okay with the truck?
Yep, only thing I gotta do now is have my, the ball joints changed on it, but they said it could wait till I, get my money rounded up. It's cost me $715. Can you believe that?
$715 for the ball joints.
Yeah, that's the lower ball joints. Can you believe that?
You're gonna have to be, flipping a lot of pancakes at Denny's.
Yeah, but, the ball joints itself is not expensive. It's the labor, and then they got to do the alignment and all that. So there's a lot of work to change them.
Oh, the labor can hit you every time.
Oh yeah, they said it'd take about 4 to 5 hours just to change them.
Well, that's, you know, cars are difficult now because, as I say, it used to be people could open up the hood and get under there and tinker with things and everything would be hunky-dory. Now, if you get under there and you start messing with things, you can really get yourself into a mess.
Yeah, and see, you know me, I do the sports out there for Special Olympics at Marka.
Right.
So when I travel with the team, I use my truck, you know, and that's a lot of wear and tear on it, too. And like my old lady, she got mad about, you know, and I said, you know, I said, when you drive them places like that, you're going to put wear and tear on them, you know. Stuff's going to, you know, vehicles do need maintenance all the time, you know.
Well, you do have to keep the maintenance up. You got to keep an eye on the tires. You've got to keep an eye on the oil. You have to keep an eye on the coolant and the windshield wiper fluid. So, yeah, there is a lot of maintenance you have to have done, but it can be costly.
Yeah, when you travel, like we travel to Cedar Point down there to play on that field down there. We travel to Ashland, Ohio. We travel to Hancock County. We travel to Bowling Green in a few weeks to do our tournament. So, you know, it's going to be all that driving, it adds up, you know.
Oh, it absolutely does. Miles are miles. I think that's why being a pizza delivery person or anything that you use your car in your job, you know, the money might sound good, but you got to figure in the wear and tear on your car.
Yeah, like I had a delivery job with delivering newspapers, you know, and you got maintenance to brakes, rotors, tires. It got costly, and I went through like 4 vehicles a year.
But now how much driving were you doing to go through 4 vehicles a year?
I had three or four routes a night.
So you would do them overnight.
Yeah, you get them at like 11, 12 o'clock at night, and then you go till in the morning till you got them done.
So at Denny's, you have a much better schedule.
Oh, yeah, plus it's a lot less wear and tear on your car.
Now, at Denny's, what's your typical schedule?
7 to like 2 or 3.
7 in the morning?
Sometimes 4.
So 7 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon?
Yep.
Well, that's not bad.
Yeah, but it's, you know, when you get busy, it's like it's hectic in there. Sometimes I walk out of there and I'm real sore. And, you know, a lot of people don't understand what it takes to, don't realize what it takes for them cooks to, you know, make your food. And then they get snobby and mean and hateful and everything. It's like, dude, we, you know, well, and we're understaffed. And, you know, you try to be nice to them and, you know, you're like, man.
You know, this has been a long time question of mine. Now, if the food comes to the table not the way the person wanted it, now that's really not the server's problem. That's the cook's problem, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all about the cook watching the ticket, you know, and reading the ticket. You know, like I read the ticket. You know, like when I go down the list, I read it. You know, like if someone don't want like cheese on it, I make sure. But sometimes it'll get in the window, or sometimes I'll mess up, and they'll come back and say, "Oh well, there was cheese in it." I say, "Oh okay, I'll remake it." You know, and that goes right in front of everybody else if I mess something up.
You know, it must be a difficult job.
It can be.
It can be. Well, at least you survived the morning and now you've got your oil changed.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for calling.
Yeah, take it easy, buddy.
Bye-bye. All right, again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. 55 minutes past the hour here, WWGH Radio Time. About 5 minutes left in this program, but remember, I will be on with Glenn Coble this morning, 10:15 a.m. until 12 p.m. A Progressive Life will be on 12:15 until 1 p.m. Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond, 4:10 until 5 p.m. The Show with No Name, or as I like to call it, Live at 5, from 5:10 until 6 p.m. And then the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon, 6:10 until 7 p.m. today. So that's the schedule, a full day of programming here on WWGH Radio, 56 minutes past the hour. If the line's been ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so call back in. And again, maybe we'll get a report on Sue, the Catwoman. We're interested to know if she's gotten rid of her male cat. were interested to know if she got her cats to the veterinarian to be fixed, and we're also interested to know if her radio is up and working. So hopefully we will get a report on that. And by the way, if you want to call her, she did give her a number over the air last week, so there's no harm in that. 740-244-7403. That's 740-244-7403. That's how you get a hold of Sue. So I'm going to hold this game tomorrow, until tomorrow. A little less hectic of a morning, hopefully. Although, going to be cold tomorrow again. So we'll do that tomorrow morning. And Glenn and I will have a nice little chat here from 10 a.m. until 12 noon. 57 minutes past the hour. If you've still wanted to get in, if you've wanted to get in all morning, now's your chance. 740-383-9944. Anything on your mind that you would like to talk about? Would love to hear. It's always interesting to hear what's on your mind or what's going on in your world, because heaven knows there's always something going on. All right. Do want to let everybody know the Ridgedale Lions Club 19th Annual Daytona 500 Dinner and Auction is going on Saturday, February 19th. Doors will open at 4 p.m. Dinner at 5 p.m. The auction follows. That's at the IGF Sale Pavilion, 2730 Harding Highway West, State Route 309 West near Big Island. And telephone number here, 740-465-8001 or 740-244-6258. A limited number of tickets are available. You can buy a ticket for $15 and enjoy a fun evening at the auction, which will include a half chicken dinner with sides prepared by Country Caterers. And you can buy an auction item and support the Ridgedale Lions Club Service Project. All the money raised will be used by the Ridgedale Lions Club to support the club donations and service projects. Total purse over $2,500. How about that? Ridgedale Lions Club 19th Annual Daytona 500 Dinner and Auction, Saturday, February the 19th. I spoke to the Ridgedale Lions Club one time before the pandemic and had a great time. A great bunch of men and women involved in that club. And I think We had dinner the night I was there. I think it was a dinner speech. And boy, did they have a great, great dinner. It was kind of a catered dinner. Did anybody ever get any more information on the church in Ashley, Ohio? The White Lily? I think we heard that it was operational again. Has anybody made the trip down there? Gotten the food? 740-383-9944. 59 and a half minutes past the hour here. By the way, I think Wednesday's the day they do their big meals down there at the White Lily. I think it's in the afternoon. Don't want to give the wrong time, but I think it's somewhere like between 3 and 6:30. At one point, they used to provide entertainment. All right, well, this program, this hour is up, but I'm coming back with Glenn Coble in about 15 minutes. Don't you dare go anywhere.
Place. From broadcasting legends Charlie Evers and Mary Ann Michaels,
Alexander Hamilton is going off the $10 bill in 5 years, so long.